Hi. The Common Man and T-Bone podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for special bonus content from past shows.
A horse!
Bye.
Jeff Rimmer. We're going to give Jeff Rimmer a new job.
Yeah.
He did this as a kid. He used to go to the Calgary Stampede, which is a big, like, rodeo and fair and, you know, all the hillbillies, all the cowboys from Canada would go to the Calgary Stampede, and they're known for their fair food. And we have a list of some of the more interesting selections.
Yeah, it's going on right now. It's running through July 17th for whatever that's worth. So if you can get up to Alberta, to Calgary, go enjoy this. Maybe, what's his name? The guy we just signed. Wasn't he from Calgary? The Jackets, just Eric.
Eric Gunbranson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He probably knows some of this. He probably had some of this fine food. Here are a couple of the things you can get. You can get a crazy tongue pizza.
Crazy tongue.
Yeah.
Crazy tongue in the boot.
Just calm down, Queen. Vine ripened and naturally sweet crushed tomato sauce, mozzarella cheese, and then they kind of buried the lead here. Slow braised AAA Alberta beef tongue.
Now, I have not had beef tongue, but I have been told by people that have had it and like it, that it's very tender when cooked properly.
Sure. I'm sure it is when cooked properly. This is going on a pizza.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at a fair. So I'm hoping they get it right, but we'll see. Then you have Korean squid ink corn dogs.
All right.
These are real. Now, it's a regular dog, but there's a little more of a crunch to it. They do, though, dip the dog in black batter to kind of mimic squid ink. And then they cut the end of the dog so that it splits open and looks like tentacles.
So is there squid ink in the batter?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I think it's all just
that's
like
stupid, then.
It's looking like that. Deep fried Oreo mini donuts. I've seen deep fried Oreos. Obviously, I've had fair donuts. I've never thought of the two of them living together in harmony. Pop Rocks popcorn chicken. And that is exactly what you think it is. It's popcorn chicken with Pop Rocks sprinkled all over it.
I don't want that.
Let's see what else. You could get samosa poutine, potato samosas covered in hot Indian butter sauce, melted cheese curds, crispy onions, sour cream drizzle, and topped with cilantro.
That's probably pretty good.
That sounds delicious. Then you've got a unagi sushi taco.
Unagi.
Tempura nori taco shell with barbecue unagi eel, sushi rice, crab meat mixture, and julienned cucumber, drizzled with signature barbecue eel sauce. Mm-mm.
I love eel. I want my eel Pittsburgh.
Could you see Rimmer going and ordering an unagi sushi taco? There's no chance.
I want my sushi well done, cooked well.
Now, here's the other thing that's really disturbing. They've got a lot of sandwiches on a pickle bun. Like, you can get a Philly cheesesteak on a pickle bun. So picture a Philly cheesesteak with the beef and the onions and the cheese. And instead of a regular, you know, bread bun, they have pickle, giant pickle, sliced lengthwise. Then they put all the sandwich stuff on it, put that on top, slice it in half. Not a pickle guy. That's not for me. Maybe for you.
You know, speaking of pickles, you were showing me, where was the pizza place?
Oh, it was in Kansas City.
Kansas City.
And it's a company that makes apparently like a bunch of chips.
Chips?
They sell them all over Kansas City, regional diet, you know, delicacy. But they also have restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And in the restaurant, they have a pizza that they call they say the pizza's going to be a lot of pickle. There's dill seasoning in the dough.
Yeah.
They have pickles all over the top of the pizza. They put pickle juice in the pizza somehow.
All,
I don't know.
All pickles.
They say the dough has a lot of dill in it.
What do they call the pizza?
They call it the dill ... dough pizza.
Yeah.
That's what they call it.
Dough.
Pizza. That's right.
A female deer.
Dough, a deer, a female dill.
Mm-hmm.
No?
What if there was a hole in the middle of the pizza, too?
What if there was?
A dill hole?
It would be. That's right.
Yeah.
By the way, I didn't even get to the grossest. I think the grossest thing at this Calgary Stampede, real quick.
What?
Oreo rice. Like rice, and then they crumble up Oreos and put that in what they're cooking the rice with, and then that's the seasoning.
Well, that's just stupid.
Why are we doing that?
I don't know.
That sounds horrible.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Let's change gears to something stupid, shall
okay.
we?
That's fine with me.
A Chicago area family was remodeling their house, and they found 63-year-old McDonald's fries intact behind the wall. The guy who owns the house said he seriously considered eating one. Would you?
No.
I mean, they're intact. There's no mold on them. I mean, they're probably petrified and disgusting. But
well, here, okay.
I saw on TV, there was one of these specials about the woolly mammoth, right? And they found some woolly mammoth encased in permafrost. I mean, this thing's been dead tens of thousands of years,
right.
But the flesh has been pretty much preserved because it was in this permafrost. So what did the scientists do? Well, they took some and they said, we're going to study this. And then they took some and they cooked it and ate it. Just because.
That's different to me.
Why? You got 63-year-old fries.
No, it's very different. Here's why. I've had like 5-hour-old fries from McDonald's, as have you, because you've got a trick when you go to McDonald's to get fresh fries because you know how good the fresh fries are. And if you leave, let's say you leave them out overnight, just you're out, you're sitting there, they're sitting on your table, or maybe you forget they're in your car. Come out the next day, grab one of those suckers and eat it. Tell me how that tastes, just sitting there stale for 12 hours. Not great. Now, you go 60 years with that? If you don't chip a tooth on it, you know it's not going to taste good either way.
Teddy, how much money? Teddy's always the guy who will do anything for amount of money. And it's always less than I think it should be. How much money to eat one of those fries?
Yeah, I'd have to get some money for that.
Well, how much? One fry.
10 grand.
See, here, I'll say this. It's not even a money thing for me. Give me $200, I would do it. In fact, if it was like all of you standing around, all my buddies are there, and it's like no one's going to eat that fry, I'd be like, I'll do it. Like, I'm not worried about it hurting me. It wouldn't make me sick. It's just I don't need to know what it tastes like because I know. If you're asking curiosity, would I eat it? No. I know what a stale French fry tastes like. I've had them. They don't reheat well. They don't stay well at all if you eat them cold or anything else. No, I know it would be bad. But if it was just for bragging rights, I'd probably do it. I'm not even scared
Teddy
of eating it.
Teddy wants 10 grand.
I'm not even scared of eating it. I'm just saying I know it would taste terrible. What about you? How much would it take for you to eat
that? I think I'd do it for free.
Just as like a
I'm
dare.
I'm just curious. I'm curious.
Oh, you're curious. You wouldn't
to
even
know
do it.
What it tastes like.
You're by yourself.
Maybe
you're,
it's the greatest fry in the world.
It's not.
Some molecular thing happens.
It's not.
It's like wine. They find wine in a cellar.
Mm.
200 years old. It's like, oh, there's a good wine.
I get
it. It's good fries.
I don't think that's how fries and wine work. I think they work different from each other, but yeah.
Maybe that fry has fermented.
The last,
you get
you
drunk
know what?
From it.
It could be this. The fry recipe may have changed over the years. Fries they make now, they're delicious. Like I've said, I love the McDonald's French fries.
When cooked properly.
When cooked properly and when hot or warm.
Yeah.
When you get one that's been sitting out on the counter for a few hours, it's not like anything. It's not great. Maybe the recipe's changed enough from back in the 60s where maybe that fry is actually pretty tasty. I don't know, but I would think not.
Mm-mm. A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.